Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome into the Junkyard Dogcast, everybody. I am producer Jordan. He's Rusty Manziel. And today is New Year's Eve, which means it's game day for the dogs. Rusty and I are going to get you guys primed for the game. But first, Rusty, how's it going?
I'm here, man. What they say, you can't do it all day if you don't start early. Is that what they say?
I think that's it.
Oh, well, I hate to say that is Coke Zero. But might be a little different after 6 p.m. But right now, I'm not where I used to be. So. I just had some posters on the junkyard. You know, they're posting pictures. I was like, guys, you better pace yourself if you're gonna make it all day, man.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. In my younger days, I probably could have a little eye black on right now and it gave it a good shot, but that 4 o'clock hangover don't make it when it's a 7:30 kickoff.
I know, you're right. Well, Rusty, we went ahead and we did our preview show a little earlier in the week and kept. Couple things we want to get to today just to get you guys primed for the game is some key matchups I think that Georgia's looking at. First one I want to start with, Rusty, I think this is the one on everybody's mind. Aiden Hutchinson and even David Ojabo,
yes,
versus Georgia's offensive tackles. Talk a little bit about that.
And if you did, I mean, obviously probably a lot of people watching game day. The story they did on Ojabo was incredible. You know, his journey to get to where he is, you know, basketball player. I see so many basketball players turn – football players that turn out like this. Many people don't realize Lorenzo Carter. First time I ever met Lorenzo Carter, he came from a small single-A private school as a basketball kid over to Norcross to play with Alvin Kamara and those guys. And the first time I ever saw Lorenzo Carter, he probably couldn't bench 150 pounds, but he had 25 sacks in his first year of high school football as a junior, and his best playing days were ahead of him. So, you know, a lot of comparisons with Ojabo there, 6'5", 235 pounds. You look at Aiden Hutchinson and, you know, these guys, they make it go for Michigan, and we'll dig deeper, but to play behind two guys like that, that you know you got to turn the ball loose, it makes it so much easier on everyone, to be able to know, look, all I got to cover is for 3 seconds, and somebody's going to get to this guy, you know, this quarterback. And, you know, those matchups today, and I've been a little bit vocal about Jamari Salyer. This is someone I've known since ninth grade. I said on the last pod, Warren McClendon. I actually worked Warren McClendon out at an MVP camp when he was a freshman at Lowndes High School, at Lowndes when he was a freshman over at Brunswick. And I'll tell you this, those two athletic guys now, I think they're getting buried a little bit in the headlines. And I know the DNA and the makeup of those two guys, they're not going to back down today from this matchup, but certainly on paper, those two Michigan defensive ends, they make them go. And Aiden Hutchinson, you know, like you said, Jordan, he might potentially be the number one pick in the NFL draft. This tape will be invaluable to Jamari Salyer.
Absolutely. And Rusty, just to dive a little bit deeper on them, a guy that just really came to my mind all week when I was thinking about how do they neutralize these Michigan pass rushers is a guy like John Fitzpatrick, you know, not as heralded as Brock Bowers or Darnell Washington. But do you think that it's going to be a lot of John Fitzpatrick chipping in there?
Yeah. When you look at what Georgia does and you start talking about Fitzpatrick at 6'6", and you look at Darnell Washington at 6'7". I mean, those are extra bodies. You got to come around and do those types of things. So, you know, I think Georgia, is going to put some big bodies in there. They're going to chip them. You look at Zamir White. This is a guy that's, you know, 210 pounds, and he's rocked up. I mean, when he chips you, it's not a – he's not going to tap you. So, I think those two Michigan defensive ends are going to get there. So I think they're going to make plays. But I just – at the end of the day, I really think that the narrative a little bit is going to be, hey, we forgot about these kids were highly recruited as well. They had a lot of offers. And I think those two guys are going to play well. I may be completely wrong, but I think these two Georgia tackles are going to play well. And I think Broderick Jones is going to get some snaps as well. You started talking about a long left tackle. I think he's going to get some snaps in this game too as well at left tackle.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move on, Rusty. Another interesting matchup that that I was looking at today was Georgia's linebackers versus Michigan's duo of running backs, Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum.
Yep.
Now, N'Kobe Dean was first-team All-American. Quay Walker's been playing great. Talk a little bit about what Georgia's linebackers do need to do to neutralize that run game.
You know, as I dig into this matchup a little bit more, the key to those guys and what Georgia does, especially with someone like Jordan Davis, is eat up blocks, and you allow those guys behind you to run free. N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, I mean, those guys, Channing Tindall, sideline to sideline, elite speed, great tacklers, instinctive players. So, you know, I think this is the NFL tape. You look at every guy you mentioned, Corum, Haskins, N'Kobe Dean, Tindall, and Quay Walker. Those are all NFL guys. Regardless of where they go, those are Sunday players. So you're going to get a preview of what you're going to see down the line with these guys. I know NFL scouts are going to eat this tape up because this is best on best, big on big. And, you know, Corum is a 4.4 kid. I mean, he's legit laser 4.4 in high school. So you look at that and you say, can Georgia – contain those guys? That's what Michigan wants to do. Michigan averages 224 yards a game rushing. Georgia only gives up 82. Something's got to give. Now, you start looking at matchups and those types of things, but, you know, N'Kobe Dean, I don't think he gets a credit for the pass rushing ability. He blitzes. I mean, Georgia brings him a lot, especially on third downs. They'll bring him from all over the place, and he does a great job. So, can they get Michigan into those third downs where they're not – that's not their bread and butter, you know, third and seven, third and eight. They want to be third and three, third and two, and pound you with those big guys. So, I think Georgia's linebackers there, it all depends on can the defensive line control the line of scrimmage, because if the Georgia defensive line can control the line of scrimmage, it's a bad matchup for Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rusty, you know, we talked about a couple matchups. Is there a key matchup you're looking for – in this game?
I think it's Georgia's wide receivers versus the Michigan secondary. And here's what I'm going to say. Be real careful how I say this, because I don't want to, you know, people taking the wrong way. I don't think Michigan secondary is the best Georgia's faced. I think they've faced better. This is not a very overly athletic group. Now, Hill, their nickel star, Daxon Hill, everybody's assuming he's going to play now, as the latest reports. I'm interested in him. You know, he hasn't been in Miami all week. The humidity there, you know, how can he, you know, adjust to four quarters of that? But he's their guy in the secondary. Make no mistakes. He is a very good football player. Now, saying that, can Georgia get on top of these guys? Because I think Georgia athletically, Ladd McConkey, Jermaine Burton, some guys with top-end speed, Brock Bowers, obviously causes issues. Can the Georgia offensive line protect long enough? Because if they protect long enough, I really like Georgia's wide receivers versus the Michigan corners. I think that's a matchup that people haven't talked about. I'm pretty familiar with a lot of these guys. One kid in particular is from Georgia, DJ Turner. He played high school at North Gwinnett until his senior year. Really good player, transferred to IMG. So, you know, top-end speed, sometimes that gets covered up because, like I said, Jordan, you only have to cover 3 seconds. You know what I mean? I'm going to show my age. You go back to 1992 Alabama, and everybody talked about their secondary. Well, all those guys got in the NFL and really were kind of not as great as they were in college. But those two defensive ends, Curry and Copeland, those were dudes in the NFL. So, you know, when you get back, can Georgia block those defensive ends long enough to kind of create some mess matches, I think, with the Georgia wide receivers versus that Michigan secondary? I think Georgia's going to hit one or two deep balls today, tonight, that's really going to be big chunk plays.
Well, Rusty, we talked about we were going to keep this short and sweet. Let's go ahead and get to those predictions for the game. You start with whoever you want because I know you got Jake.
I've got Jake and Kip. By the way, Kip sent me a picture from the beach, and Kip started early. Obviously, he's enjoying it. Kip, look, Kip's definitely he's earned this trip. He's kind of our home base guy. You know, he'll stay home and he covers everything. We're out on the road and traveling, so this was Kip's turn to go get some sun on that that base he needs. Get a little tan on, but glad Kip's down there. Kip says he's got Georgia 27-17, and Kip says he likes Jamari Salyer as play the game when it all said and done. And I like that pick. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not thinking Jamari Salyer's not going. He's not going to shut down Aiden Hutchinson. It's not happening because Aiden Hutchinson's an elite guy. But I think he's going to play better than people are. Nobody's talking about Jamari Salyer. And I know this kid personally, and that's not setting well with him. So we'll see how he does. But I like that pick as well from Kip. Jake has it. Jake, I'm gonna start picking before Jake because this man has been stealing my points.
Like, he always does it to you.
I mean, he has stolen my pick, my score three out of the last four games. Jake has Georgia 20-13, and I do like this pick. He says Jalen Carter. He says Jalen Carter is going to be an issue for Michigan up front, run blocking, and able to get some penetration and negative plays. So I like that pick as well. I'll go Georgia 24-14. I think maybe a fourth quarter touchdown puts this out. I think both teams are going to be able to move it a little bit more. I just feel like that Georgia is going to get those chunk plays down the field against the Michigan secondary a little bit more than people are probably giving credit.
Yeah.
I've said Jermaine Burton. I just think this is a game. This is a young man I covered in his ninth grade year, too, out of Hapeville Charter before he moved to IMG. Then he moved to California. And then he came back. But Jermaine Burton's a guy that I think there's going to be a lot of attention on Brock Bowers. And what I said last night on the Junkyard was it really doesn't matter if there's a lot of attention on Brock Bowers because just because you know what's coming doesn't mean you can stop it. But – I think Michigan is going to have extra eyes there to limit as much as they can that relationship because Stetson Bennett looks for Brock Bowers. He did in the SEC championship game more than he ever has. I just think that Jermaine Burton's a guy. I think George Pickens is going to get more lathered up, as I would like to say, in this game, get more plays in. And, I just think Georgia 24-14, I think – for Michigan fans is going to be ripping me all day on Twitter. I think Michigan is heading in the right. I think Michigan, you never want to say a team's back because that just jinxes the crap out of you. But I think Michigan is certainly heading in the right direction. I think they're going to be a team to be dealt with for a long time in the Big Ten and also the playoffs. I just think it's time. And, kudos to Michigan for staying with Harbaugh, because they could easily in this day and age, Jordan, coaches don't get too long. This guy took a pay cut to stay. Players bought in. Says a lot about their program. Mike McDonald, a guy that I know. I've known him since he was at Georgia. This guy and has done a tremendous job. There's another staff member there that was at Georgia. Nobody's really writing about Georgia Hilo. He was an off-the-field assistant at Georgia for a couple years, and I believe he's the linebacker coach at Michigan. So there's a lot of connection there. I think Michigan's definitely heading in the right direction, but – in my opinion, it takes a while to build a roster to be able to go four quarters and have the depth to play with something like Kirby Smart's in his fifth year at Georgia. And I just think that at the end of the game, in the fourth quarter, what Georgia likes to do is smother you, suffocate you on defense. And I think it's going to be hard for Michigan to get those big plays unless Georgia gives some turnovers. I just really like this matchup for Georgia.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm going to throw in my pick since I've never gotten to do one of these. I'm going to make Georgia very happy. My final score prediction, Georgia 35-17. I think Georgia runs away with it late. I think Michigan keeps it really close for three quarters. Yeah. And my player of the game is going to be Brock Bowers. I'm thinking two touchdowns.
Yeah. he's a guy that Stetson Bennett likes. He's a guy that any quarterback of Georgia likes, let's be honest. I mean, you start getting that quote-unquote security blanket. And the thing I like about Brock Bowers, if you go back and look, and this is what – listen, it is what it is. A quarterback knows not only can Brock Bowers catch, he's a yak guy, and he'll run through tackles. That Alabama, it kind of got lost in the shuffle. He ran, slapped through three defenders. I'm talking basically ran over and through three Alabama guys to score a touchdown in that second half. So this guy is a playmaker. And I think Kirby Smart's talked about him enough this week. I've seen a bunch of really cool stories on Brock Bowers. And, he's a problem, man. And I know Georgia fans are excited, but, you know, if it was a different day and age, if Brock Bowers were coming out right now, he'd be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Zero hesitation. He would be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. He reminds me of George Kittle.
I like that comparison. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, that's all we got for you guys. Like we said, we'd keep it short and sweet. Me and Rusty are going to try and get back.
Hey, after the key word is try. Okay.
You guys got to remember it's New Year's Eve too.
New Year's Eve. And maybe my internet might not be working after 11. I don't know. I've had problems with it before. We'll see. But if we do not, we will definitely come back on Saturday at some point to kind of recap whatever happens. If Georgia blows them out, I still might have internet problems. If Georgia gets blown out, I still might have internet problems. So the key word in that sentence, Jordan, is try. So
we're going to do our very
always, always kind of end. I used to end our little – before you took us over and done a great job this year, Jordan, by the way. You know, guys, I don't know how many people kind of know Jordan behind the scenes, but he has taken this podcast to levels that we never thought. I mean, Kip keeps up with the rankings on that, and – you know, as far as I know, we're the highest Georgia Bulldog podcast, you know, from the rankings in the entire market, which is incredible. But we owe a lot to that to you, Jordan. Appreciate all your help.
I appreciate it, yeah.
So, and I know you're a Tennessee guy, and I hurt for you last night because I know that was a bad deal, man. That was a bad, bad deal. And you hate to see a game end like that. Tennessee played their tails off to have a call like that go against them. So, I wouldn't be doing my job without mentioning that for you. I know. So, I appreciate all your help this year, man, and everything that you've done for us. We look forward to the future, and happy new year to everybody, everybody here. And I see all the comments, Brian Bivens always on here.
Oh yeah. He is.
Chris Black, all those guys, Fred, I see you guys, Thomas, you know, appreciate all y'all, being here. Appreciate all the people that, reshare. I go back and look at the YouTubes and, you know, all the shares and stuff like that. So it's been really great. Y'all pray for Kip. He's trying to hang with Jake today. And Jake, let me tell you something. This game day, Jake, let me tell you something. Jake Rowe, game day, that man's getting after it. He is. His mind, he'll be at the stadium at 2:00, and he'll be sitting up, locked up, and ready to work. So my boys are down there getting after it. They've been texting a little bit during the show, so maybe they're catching it somewhere. The scenes are showing right now. It's ridiculous how sunshiny it is all those deals. So, but I want to tell you, you know, for all of us, for everybody here, that checks in, I appreciate everybody. This podcast has blown up this year. We'll look for bigger things, but Jordan is definitely somebody behind the scenes that's taking this thing to the next level.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Like I said, we'll try to get to you guys after the game. Who knows? But for this edition of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm producer Jordan. He's Rusty Mansell. You guys take it easy.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.